Radio U, Riot Control.
Very, very special Riot Control this week. Tex!
Yeah, buddy.
Is in the studio for Riot Control. Who would even thought that we could be so lucky that Tex
gracing would you with my presence.
Descend from on high and come in here to discuss.
Descending from the rare air that is Radio U weekends.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So first off, you okay? Everything
yeah,
all right?
Doing great.
Life straight and you are. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Have you been playing anything lately?
I have been just spending so much time on the weekends that I just haven't been playing.
No time for fun, dude.
I am all business.
All
you know what I'm saying?
I do.
No,
I hear
actually,
you.
I recently got into the Wii U and I was late to the game on Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
So I'm pulverizing my way through Smash Brothers.
All right. Well, while you're busy playing catch up,
yes.
I'm playing things that are new and exciting.
And Zelda Wind Waker.
Oh,
that's
that,
also
that actually is a great port.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Wolfenstein: The Old Blood. which is a prequel to Wolfenstein: The New Order. See what they did
okay.
there? The New Order and the Old Blood. Now, as I understand it, the Old Blood was supposed to be a pre or no, 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 was a DLC for
okay.
the New Order, and then they were like, ah, no. So they put it out as a standalone package.
They're like, we'll make more money as just on its own.
That could be. But what they ended up doing is they released, it was going to be two different DLCs and then they threw them together. And now you don't even have to have the original game. You can just buy it separately. And it's available only downloadably, though there are rumors that there's going to be an actual physical edition that's going to be coming out at some point. But
once again, for more money.
That's, well, you know, it's $20 if you get it digitally. And it is... Well, I mean, it's more of Wolfenstein. The one thing is, like, one of my bigger gripes about Wolfenstein: The New Blood, which I thought was a
New Order.
Oh,
see
what
they got
I
you.
Did? See what I did with The New Order was that I really, really liked it. I could have done without some of the M-rated content that I found.
The mature content.
I could have. I was like, I gotta tell you, I was not there to see Mr. Blazkowicz and his girlfriend. Involved in a Game of Thrones-like relationship. I was just there to play games. And so somebody...
Wolfenstein House Lannister.
Yeah, somebody thought that I really needed to see that, and I was like, I don't! And at least that's something you will not find in the Old Blood. The Old Blood takes place in somewhere in the late 40s, in this alternate timeline where, in fact, the Nazis have... won the war.
Stupid Nazis.
Well, the Nazis, it's not, the war's not over yet.
Like, okay.
They're still fighting. And so you end up sneaking into Castle Wolfenstein, at least trying to, and then you have to escape Castle Wolfenstein.
Okay.
Which I did. And then later on, of course, you end up fighting the greatest scourge of all darkness, which is in fact the Nazi zombie.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with
Were they doing the Nazi zombies before they were cool? If I remember correctly, they did that way before Call of Duty put it in.
It seems to me that if anybody has the right to bust out the Nazi zombie, it's
yeah.
probably the Wolfenstein guys.
So Call of Duty,
yeah,
watch out.
Look out. They're coming for you. So if you don't know, it's a first-person shooter, and they do a really good job of mixing up first-person stealth gameplay, which I think sounds like the most boring thing in the world. But in fact, they managed to make that work and play really well. And then, of course, the thing that's interesting about the way it works is that it has like this old school action element where you can literally dual wield shotguns and run around
yes.
doing that. Or you can take it a little more slowly, duck behind cover, you know, take your time, be a little methodical. It just kind of depends on how you want to play it. You can even play it a lot more stealth-like. If
what
you
did you
like.
Pick?
You know what? A mixture of both.
Okay.
What I would typically do is it's like, okay, I'm sneaking. They saw me. Everyone dies. And so something like that.
Okay.
Again, if you haven't played the New Order, you aren't familiar with some of the stealth stuff. But when you go into an area, there is there's usually a Nazi officer. If you can find them and take them down, then they don't call for reinforcements.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of your stealth thing that ends up happening. Overall, again, like for what it is, I think it's a lot of fun. Like I did really enjoy it. And you can pick it up PC, Xbox One, PS4, and it's downloadable only for $20. Interesting
is
mechanics.
Is it downloadable only on Xbox and PS4 as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As of now, but like I said, there's going to be a physical release at
okay.
some point. Is there anything else we should talk about regarding? I feel like that's it.
I think
feel
we
good
did it.
About it. You feel good about it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pick this up pretty soon.
You ready to go back to weekends?
I think I am. Just get me out of here. It's a weekday. I don't feel right.
It's just something's not right about it. So remember, Riot Control, you want to hear more of it? Riot.radio.u.com. Subscribe to the podcast. And if you feel like there's something that we're missing, you can always email us, riot@radio.u.com. And we'll be happy to do with your email what we do with everybody's email.
Read it carefully.
Carefully.
And with love.
And potentially respond. It's the Riot.